not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you through days of toil when heart doth fail. God will take care of you when dangers pierce your path assail. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what
blessed are you, O Lord God, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you, and it is out of the abundance of our own gifts, of your own gifts to us, that we offer these, our gifts, to you. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. Lord, we thank you for gathering us this day, for gathering your church throughout the whole world, in whatever venue we find ourselves, in order to worship you, for your great provision. We who were once scattered and without identity, you have gathered into your people and identify us as your kingdom, your priests, your temple, your sons. As your sons, you provide us with pure spiritual milk that we may grow into the image of your only begotten Son. He is the living stone, rejected by the ancients, and continually rejected today by the world. He is the stone of stumbling. Many past peoples and nations have stumbled and fallen in disobedience against him, and many more have set themselves up in opposition to his rule today. While you have the perfect divine right to laugh in derision from heaven, stoke the fires of your wrath, and unleash your terrifying fury of judgment, we stand as your priests, intervening for your creation. We have tasted that the Lord is good. We see the Son of Man at the right hand of God, and in conformity to him, his image, we cry, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Have mercy on us, on our nation, and on our world. You have sent us a great plague, but do not make our world stumble so that it might fall, but rather that it might look to you. Bring them out of darkness and into your marvelous light, as you've done for us. We know that we have received mercy, perhaps not from this temporal plague, but from the far greater condemnation readied in the hereafter. We know that our eternal residence within the Father's house has been secured. We know and believe in Jesus, the Son of God, as the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. So we pray that this world would likewise serve him with fear and rejoice with trembling, kissing the Son, lest they perish in the way. May they realize that this stone that they have rejected has become the cornerstone of the living temple of the living God. May they and we be built up into living stones, that we may all proclaim your great and mighty acts, and all offer you acceptable spiritual sacrifices. We offer today the sacrifice of praise for the mothers you have provided to model forth your nurturing care. We thank you for bringing the McGoverns safely from Florida, even if you did have to greet them with snow. We thank you as well for the dedication and ministry of Ravi Zacharias, and intercede that you would be with him and his family as they cope with his terminal cancer. May he set his sight on the hope beyond death, on bearing the crown of rejoicing for his great works on earth. As Christ promised, his faithful servants would do greater works than he himself, and Ravi's evangelistic enterprise surely far exceeds the earthly evangelistic works of Jesus. Lord, thank you for ministering through his service, granting him the grace to be a co-laborer with Christ. Thank you for ministering through our mothers toward that same end. You likewise grant us the grace to make us a royal priesthood. So we pray all these things in the name of our great high priest. We pray with the confidence that comes by your promise that through our prayers you will glorify the Father in the Son. We today, in the unity which comes by the Holy Spirit, also rise to pray the prayer that you have taught us to pray, joining with the whole church militant and triumphant, as we say together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is
these days about infectious diseases and things of that sort. We have suspended our passing of the peace and the embrace of one another. And yet, again, as we have said time and time again here during this season, that that does not mean that we are without peace. For here, indeed, Jesus Christ is our ultimate peace offering. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, it's in his name that we pray, amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let us partake of his abundant provision. And he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, shed for many for the remission of sins." Let us partake of this cup of blessing. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in the faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Let us stand together and sing.
May the grace of Christ our Savior and the Father's boundless love May we abide in union with each other and the Lord, and possess in sweet communion joys which earth cannot afford. Amen.
Oakwood Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
All kings of earth shall thanks.